Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The St. Petersburg City Council has approved the Rays' new $1.3 billion stadium in the Tampa-St. Pete area.
Amazing to me.
I am the woman whose buddies are always showing off their engagement rings, and I've got to sit here and go, oh, nice. It's so pretty. Why does everyone else get stadiums? Everybody gets a damn stadium deal. You get one. Danny, do you want one?
I'd love one.
Here you go. Let me just, here's your stadium deal.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Darius, would you like a stadium deal? I've got a couple in my back pocket here.
Yeah, I'll take one. Sure.
All right, great. No problem. Here you go. Ryan, I heard you were looking for a stadium deal.
I'd love a new stadium.
How much money are you looking for your deal? How big a stadium are we talking?
We're talking like 65,000 seats here.
Here we go. No problem.
Hey, thank you. Nice, Ryan. You got one.
Thank you.
Hey, I'd like one. Shut your mouth.
You shut up when you're talking to me.
But at least 10 years will go by. And I'll just keep pretending like you're going to get a stadium.
Like Kansas City can't get one, which doesn't make me feel better, by the way. But still, that's like the only other example I can think of. Everyone else is like, yeah, listen, no one goes to Tampa games. They probably shouldn't even be there, to be honest with you.
They can't quite figure out the Kansas versus Missouri thing. But also, the good news is, I don't even like the comp. You're right that they're having a hard time with
plans. That's my only point, yeah.
They're having a hard time with their plans because the two states are fighting. We've got the two states and then D.C. in a battle royale.
And then here's the federal government just sort of walking around with, like, stink bombs.
Let me know when the Chiefs aren't able to get their stadium because the federal government is a pain in the butt.
Well, you know what happened with the Chiefs? This is true. Did you hear about this? There's a senator from Maryland, and then there's a senator from a totally different state that doesn't even border them.
Montana.
That also is like, no, you got to do this. Yeah. Then there's, again, the committee. You forgot about the committee guy?
Yeah, I'm so sure. But the thing that makes it not work for me and that it's not relatable, Chiefs fans don't get to complain. Mm-hmm. Number one, they have Patrick Mahomes and they win every Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure we do, dog.
So I don't care if they're playing at a high school stadium. Go away from me.
We could probably sell it out. Like if it was me, Trav, a couple other guys, Coach Reed, we'd be there. We'd sell it out.
That's number one. Number two, Danny. Arrowhead Stadium is one of the most beloved stadiums in the NFL. I don't know what I don't know. Mm. Maybe it's falling apart. Maybe it's coming apart at the seams. I've never heard a single person go there and not talk about how awesome it is. Is it old? Sure. Just like Kauffman Stadium's really old. They're trying to get a new ballpark for the Royals as well. You know what's still super nice? I was just there a few years ago. Kauffman. It's a gorgeous place to watch a baseball game. Arrowhead Stadium with the tailgating and the noise and the energy. It is a revered, kind of vaunted, one of the elite stadiums in the National Football League. The X is none of those things. The Commanders need a new stadium and can't get one because they're number 32 or 31, yeah. However many stadiums there are. Giants and Jets share, Chargers. So maybe there's 30 of them. We're 30. The Chiefs are not. They're way up toward the top of the list. They want one. They don't need one. They want one. Very, very different. But you're right. They have had a tough time. Everyone else, the Jaguars, they decide on a Wednesday they want a new stadium. I think they opened it on Thursday.
Yeah, like Friday morning, like, you guys, it's done.
I don't even know how it was built so quickly. You'd think it would take months or maybe even years. But no, like Wednesday, the Jaguars were like, we want a stadium. And then they played a game there that Sunday. It's incredible what they were able to pull off. Not us.
It does feel like that, by the way.
Not
I know,
up in here.
Listen, I know it's not. I know they didn't decide on a Tuesday, get approved on a Wednesday, and play on Friday. I know that. But the way I track it, because it's like not first thing on my radar, that's how it feels like. It feels like within the hour, they're like, now you got a game.
I'll give you another one. I was in Arlington, Texas, right outside of Jerry's World the last several days. I was at Globe Life Field, which is very nice, by the way. Air-conditioned baseball. Those of you that don't get it, you just don't get it. It's like the Washington Post back in the day. Baseball games indoors are perfectly fine. In fact, every ballpark ever built should have a roof on it. You want to go retractable roof? I will allow it, but you cannot build a ballpark anymore without air conditioning. I'm tired of rain delays. I'm tired of being inconvenienced by the weather. It's nonsense. And it's hot also.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit at Nats Park when it's 107 degrees and the sun's burning me up. And
just on the first base side?
I got to take my kids home early or take them into the concourse because it's too hot on Father's Day. No, let's have a roof. We should all have roofs. But anyways, Globe Life Field is good. They also still use the ballpark in Arlington, which is right next door, which I didn't realize. Are you familiar with that premises over there? So it's like Jerry's World,
yeah.
Globe Life, the ballpark in Arlington, and for some reason I'll never understand a Six Flags. That's like in just this flat area where you can see all the roller coasters. And
well, that's Texas, dude. They got some flat ground out there.
It's just very strange.
Yeah.
But it's all like right there. You can just hit golf balls from one to the other. Well, the ballpark in Arlington, I didn't realize, still hosts high school games, college games, still used frequently. All of the fan fest stuff that Major League Baseball's done, and year to year, is normally at like convention centers indoors. Mm-hmm. You run around on, you know, they lay down like the equivalent of like putt-putt turf or something. But like, this was all in the old ballpark, just in the concourse. You could walk down to the field and do stuff as well. It's still in decent shape. I'm going to name drop for a second, if you guys are cool with that.
All right, let me get my weight belt on to protect my back. All right, ready? Here we go. I'll lift it.
I was having a conversation a couple nights ago with Rafael Palmeiro.
Hello there.
Sorry about that.
Clank. Why was that so heavy?
Oh, let me just pick up that name. So I'm having a conversation with Rafael Palmeiro.
I got it. I'm holding it. Okay.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
At the bar. Okay. How you doing over there so far?
So far, I'm very into
this
story.
This is tough.
Did he snap his fingers and point at you?
He didn't.
Like he did to Congress?
He should be in the hall, by the way. 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. I don't care if it was steroids or a B12 shot. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest hitters of all time. You guys are doing it wrong. If you're holding out the guys that you know did steroids and a bunch of guys you have no clue if they did it or not are getting in. Also, it's a museum, so get over yourselves. But anyways, I was there giving him a standing ovation when he came back from his steroid suspension right after 3,000 hits. True story. I told him that, by the way. I don't know if he loved that part.
Was he into that part?
The mentioning of the steroid suspension was probably not my best bullet.
Did you open with that? Hi, Ravi. Good to see you. Guess what I did?
That was deeper into our... That was after we were boys. So anyway.
Okay. Sorry. The story's been derailed. You dropped this huge name. Yeah. Now we're on a tangent. Please tell me the Palmeiro story.
Well, here's how it actually relates directly to what we're talking about on the Grant and Danny radio program.
He has a stadium too?
He has his own stadium. He opened it. Yeah. No. So I said to him, I said, I don't understand this. I said, I just went over to the ballpark in Arlington where you played all your games here. I said, don't get me wrong. I love Globe Life Field. Did they need a new ballpark? Because I'm now seeing this place after years of it not being upkept.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to some extent it is, but not like you would if it was still the current ballpark.
Right, right, right.
And it's still, you could play a big league game there this week. I'm like, what am I missing? And he basically said, no, they didn't really need a new ballpark. They wanted one. He said, basically, this is his gist, what he had always heard was, Dallas was going to swoop in to try to get the Rangers. They wanted to move them to Dallas. Because Dallas had lost, like, the Cowboys, wherever they were, Irving or something, mm-hmm. and moved to Arlington for Jerry's World. So, because of that, just not waiting, not allowing any nonsense, however and whoever.
Heading them off at the pass.
They just said, we'll just build another one next door right now, so this never becomes a thing. And that's kind of how it happened.
Dude.
And my point is, imagine that.
The preemptive swoop in.
Right. Like, here we are saying FedEx, the X, I'm sorry, has been the worst stadium in the league for a decade.
Yeah.
We have been talking about this organization finding a new stadium for that long. The renderings with the moat from Goose Allen, what year were those? Was that 2013 or something?
I want to say 13 or 14.
I mean, that has been, I was literally a young fresh out of college person then. And they just did a thing where they're like, there's a chance we're going to have to fight for this. Let's just build a stadium real quick.
Like, could you imagine, like, D.C. going, you guys, Maryland might get this thing. We're just going to build one. Or something. You know, or Maryland being like, we're just going to start building just so the D.C. can't get it.
It wasn't even old. It opened, I think, in 94. Uh-huh. Camden Yards was 92. I believe the ballpark in Arlington was April of 94. So it wasn't even, to this moment, it's 29 years old or whatever. Is that math right?
About that.
Yeah. I think it turns 30 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been used in close to 5 years. But it just, everyone gets them, man. Everyone gets a stadium.
And here's the thing.
It just seems so easy for everyone else.
Well,
my dad would say. My dad would say, I'm not Jeff Howell's dad when he fails the test.
Right.
Like, I go up and I'm like, he's like, why'd you fail the test? And I'm like, Jeff failed the test too. And he's like, I don't care about Jeff. Like, maybe Josh Harris would say, we're not other people, Grant. I don't care about the other
teams. We're not other teams.
But I want mine. Where is mine, for God's sake? And Virginia, you had it. You had it right there in your hands.
Yeah, you've got to sit so many plays out. We're not returning your calls for a while.
We're the only place that hates stadiums. I don't get it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.